Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, they say you should go to professionalcasual.com. Do what you want. Leave me alone.
Dan, what day is it?
Guess what day it is. It's Tuesday.
Why are we recording on a Tuesday?
Because it's time for 292. Yeah, we are recording on a Tuesday because we need to record some episodes.
292 Tuesday.
Wow.
Get it? Get it?
Yeah. It's apparently a holiday, but I am not taking the day off nor calling out sick. I'm just not working.
Boom. Same. No, I'm kidding. We got
this. Yeah, that's what my job is.
What's your job?
Air traffic controller.
Hey.
To be fair, during the shutdown, that's honestly the time you're probably working the least.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just rotating my emails. I just have them on a, you know, it's like a revolver, but for emails. You know, you spin the chamber and you're just like, internet went out yesterday. Yeah. Every 6 or so days, I can reuse that one because the internet's always out because we're old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dying.
Yeah, that's right.
Older, so the internet's always out because we're old?
Yeah, that's
and dying.
And
yeah.
Dying.
Like, oh. Yeah. The internet's old and dying. We're also old and dying. But
I don't know what a JPEG is. I can't do this.
Just want a picture.
Don't ask me how to convert it to or from a PDF. It won't happen.
Print to PDF.
I know what a JPEG is, but only in very specific corners of the internet where it's called a JPEG.
Isn't that like everywhere? What?
No. I'm thinking of a different JPEG than you are.
Oh.
Tim, go on.
Yeah,
yes, I'm gonna share the glass.
Not doing it.
I'm gonna leave it there.
He's restraining himself. This is uncharacteristic.
It's too early to get into that.
It is midday. This is very.
I meant in the episode. I'll talk about that later.
Too. That too.
It is weird to be recording in
daylight,
the afternoon instead of nighttime.
Yeah, I haven't had dinner yet, guys. I might get hangry. That might.
And
add
Dan, why are we recording during the daytime instead of nighttime? What day is it?
It's Tuesday. We've been over this.
Why are we recording on a Tuesday?
Let's let the viewers just try and figure out what holiday happens on a Tuesday, and I think they'll come up with some pretty interesting ones for us.
I'm sure that won't be hard for them to figure it
Arbor
out.
Arbor Day.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Don't tell them.
Sorry. It's my favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday is any day somebody goes to patreon.com/professionalcasual.
Nice.
Sign up at our biggest tiers, our King Ding Doppeldongers, and join the likes of X-Paxis, Iron Maze, and Tau. Or professional cake sitters like Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Clip Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, and Dravix.
That list is getting pretty long.
I think what happens is that Dan level checks what kind of mood I'm in and then like meets me. So like the more off topic I am, the harder he works to try to like wrangle us back on track. Oh, and like you can see that the more off track I am, the better his segues get.
Yeah,
they have to.
I was gonna say that segue was so smooth. I love now that we work together, this our students are like, Mr. Cole? Like, but they can't see how smooth he is. Look at that smoothness.
Wow.
That was a compliment. Take a dance.
No, it wasn't.
How Delaney calls you blue cheese.
Yeah, because I wore a blue cheese shirt for Halloween.
Yeah. She's always like, oh, thought it smelled in here as soon as he walks into my room. She's a senior. She gets to pick on them.
Your kids are real mean.
They're so funny.
Really, Mr. Cole?
Being smooth is also very helpful when you're in the corners of the internet where JPEGing happens.
There it is.
Now it makes more sense.
I think a lot of it is when they get to know my personality and it's more like, really, Mr. Cole puts up with you?
Yeah.
And all your craziness. Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, well, he's the opposite of me. So yes,
he's the calm one.
That's why, yes, this is why. This is why we're together.
It works.
Danny, I hope this won't be taken offensively, but you are the most aggro person I know that is not aggressive. Just
thank
like
you.
Like the aggro energy, but without actual aggression.
I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I often say that I have toxic positivity.
No, I know people who do that and they're
but it's like vile. Aggressively.
They're
a lot at the gym because I'm not always like this is sunshine and rainbows. I'm always like all right, we're doing this.
I feel like there's a difference between aggressive positivity / optimism and then like aggressive gusto. Like confidence. It's like aggressive. It's like aggressive motivation all the time.
You don't have aggressive positivity. You have we're positively aggressive.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's go. Yes. We're doing it. I will not take no for an answer.
At the end of class, aggressive motivation. I do tell my students, I'm like, have a great day. You have no choice. Or I say, have a wonderful day or else.
Nice.
And when it's the weekend, I say, have a great weekend. Don't make a life. Don't take a life. Don't get arrested. And they think that's really funny.
I think it's a really great catchphrase, and I want to use it, but I don't think my students would appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's a little grim.
It's a little straightforward. Like, don't do these things.
Yeah, you know? They, like, a couple of them, like, have stopped to think about it, and they're like, wow. I'm like, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what you fools get up to on the weekends. And actually, I do. I do know what they get up to on the weekends.
Yeah.
Shouldn't those first two cancel out, though?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't...
Even Steven, leave a penny, take a penny kind of thing?
Because I don't want them, like, drinking and driving and doing any of that stuff. But also, a lot of them are hoes. In the best possible way.
I don't...
If they're going to be hoes, let them do it in high school. Hoes pays it up.
As long as they don't make a life, I guess.
Exactly. Better to do it now than when they're married.
That's fair.
Am I right?
I'm not certain on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I love them. I love my kids. They're so goofy.
I find it odd that the compass with Sigmar on it doesn't have an S for South.
Nice segue, Tim. Did this make you uncomfortable?
Oh, because I think that S for South has
Sigmar.
No, that's Southwest.
In the evening.
Where the S is.
But it's pointing south.
And
the word Sigmar is the south. Northwest. East and Damn Sigmar.
It. This clearly means that Sigmar is not north. It is just south, as in, like, you're going south.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking choices. Of that map of the Empire, where are we on that map, Dan?
Wow, great segue.
We're Thank not you. There.
Yes, you are.
We're, oh, I thought we weren't in the Empire.
Yes, you are. We've gone over this. I've literally pointed to where you are on that map multiple times. You see that light spot in the middle that says Middle Mountains?
No.
You're just to the west of that. There's a big city that says Middenheim. That's where you are. You just went up the viaducts and they said, we need to collect your taxes as you enter.
And I aggressively got out my piece of paper.
Yeah, and then you were aggressive.
I was so aggressive.
It's going to be the equivalent of 1 gold each.
What?
No, I'm not paying taxes to get into the goddamn city.
Yeah, because you got to pay the foot tax and you have horses and goods coming in. You can play the flat rate or they can assess your goods.
Can we haggle
and
this
pay 10%.
as pawns of the graph?
That doesn't excuse you from taxes.
Yes, it does. You just have to spin it right.
Question, since Green Warden just showed up in the middle of the city last time, did her horse come into the city last time? Or could I just leave the horse outside the city and then come back and get the horse later?
You can leave your horse outside.
My elf horse smart enough to not get caught by these other city idiots?
Yeah, the elf horse is, like, super fast.
Okay, great. My horse is fine. I don't need to bring the horse in.
That's fair. Your horse
is... Your horse is doing donuts around the city.
And probably enjoying it.
There's no parking here, damn.
Horse didn't want to go inside anyway. You people smell.
They do.
Mina, this might be a good opportunity for you to flex your angry muscles. Really get inside their heads and tell them, hey, you want a draft champion or not?
That is true. I think I could try to intimidate, perhaps. You know, as the Graf's champion, how dare you try to tax me?
What are you embroiled in, Dan?
I'm trying to find, they had stats for like the sergeants and stuff. I wanted to bring up that one lady that GB hated.
Oh God. Well, let me just see if I can even intimidate.
That outranks them. Like, doesn't that give them, you know what? This is probably one of those higher or lower social standing things. I bet she gets a bonus because she outranks them as the Graf's champion.
What did you roll?
Don't worry about it.
No.
I failed.
You weren't very intimidating?
I was not very. I'm tired and dirty and cold. It's fine. Whatever. I'm sure we can get reimbursed. We would like file some kind of like triplicate paperwork or something like that with some kind of clerk somewhere.
They'll give you a receipt if you wait half an hour.
I hate this place. I cannot wait to leave.
Bureaucracy of the Empire. It always takes forever. Everything takes forever. There she is, Sergeant Verberga.
Verbatim? What?
The crop duster?
Sergeant Verberga crop prefer.
What? Say it again?
I'm going to put it in the Foundry chat.
No, I want you to say it again.
Sergeant Verberga crop prefer.
Say that. One more time, but five times faster.
No.
Sergeant Velma Kofefe. Okay.
One gold each.
I will pin my gold.
Half a gold for Green Warden because she doesn't have any horses.
Mm. What?
Did you pay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a good law-abiding citizen.
As you're going up the viaduct, Griggs is like, I gotta carry all your crap over the wall again.
That was hard. No, you're fine. They got rid of a bunch of them taxes. And they're not going through my stuff no more.
They don't tax you extra, even though you kind of present as a wizard.
You kind of present as a wizard.
How much is half a gold?
10 silver.
The wizard tax is gone anyway.
Humans are stupid.
The scroll tax?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it takes a while for those things to get repealed.
Nope.
Just no.
Not this time.
Oh. Well, it seems like it.
Does it?
They didn't tax you extra for being a wizard.
Right, it seems like it's gone.
That's what I just said.
I know, I'm agreeing with you.
Why are we yelling?
Because they're freaking him out. They're like, sometimes it takes a while for these things to get repealed. So then he's wondering, is it taken care of or is it not taken care of?
You guys were so mad about the taxes for like 70 episodes. It was just very fun for me to bring them back a little bit. Since it was the entire plot of the last book.
Literally a sadist.
No.
The plot was taxes? That's awful. I'm glad I missed it.
Oh my God, it was the worst.
As we're entering, I'm going to turn to Green Warden and say, okay, Green Warden, obviously this didn't happen, but you know how we were supposed to listen to you when we were in the forest because you know what's going on in the forest and we don't?
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite is true here. We actually, despite how it may seem, know what we're supposed to be doing here. So try to follow our lead if you can. And if not, at least don't shoot anybody unless they're really ugly.
I don't think it'll be hard for me to see you. I am taller than most people here.
But the seeing is not the issue. The following is the part where I'm concerned.
You mean the part where I listen to you?
Yeah, or just, you know, do Green Warden stuff, like,
not follow orders like you don't follow orders. You think I would act that way?
Yeah, well, specifically, there's a lot of humans around, and I know you get squirrely around humans and or the domestication of beasts that they tend to do. And I just want to make sure that you're not going to
make a stupid decision in a place where I am at risk. Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Also,
you're on board.
I have a brain. Yes. Thank you.
It's not a given in our circles.
I've noticed from the three of you that you have one brain amongst you sometimes.
Yeah, that's a higher ratio than I thought you'd have for us.
Heavy on the sometimes. It's not often.
I was counting the duck, by the by.
Griggs is very smart.
He's got a big brain.
And I cannot lie.
I mean, relative to other ducks, it's probably ginormous.
Right.
It did come to my awareness last night after I left game that we did spend an additional night before leaving for here, so I should have gotten an additional heal roll.
Yes.
Which I didn't make.
Average toughness. Yeah, I think you're the only one that was still down wounds.
Yeah, I
am. Wonder why that is.
I have no idea.
I was too.
Oh, really?
Am I rolling endurance?
Average endurance. Yeah, I think I said toughness.
You did. Endurance. I'm just making sure.
So I'm good to go.
Remember, on Foundry, you can click the bed.
I can click the bed?
Yeah.
The bed.
Where?
Click the bed next to your wound count.
What?
On the main
page. You can heal an additional 6 if you'd like.
Oh, that's way better than... Cool. Let's count that one now. I heal 5 wounds because it did it for me.
It doesn't actually increase your wounds, though. You got to do that yourself.
God, that's so dumb, Dan.
It's so close to being awesome.
What's 8 plus 5? Now I have to do real math. 13?
Just click it 5 times.
What?
Just left click it 5 times.
I already typed the number in.
Well, that one doesn't work like that.
Correct. Everything else does. I actually added 5 silver, by the way, before I realized I was adding silver before paying the tax. So I fixed it.
Yeah.
Don't take more money away.
I'm going to take your money.
Don't. You already did.
Almost there. In wounds, I mean, for Green Warden.
I mean, Green Warden's perfectly fine. She does not need whatever short mustached man wants to do to her, so she's fine.
Well, now that we're here, what are we doing?
I think we need to go see Schussman, yeah?
To see if John is back, that's right.
Oh, yeah, this is another thing we didn't warn you about, Green Warden. Lucky's just going to kind of go off and get himself in trouble. And...
So do exactly what you told me not to do.
That's correct. No, this is why I know what to tell you, because he's a living example of it. Because
Lucky has 2 girlfriends, and both of them are named Jana, and they are actually real. It's not one of those things like, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend named, you know, Hans in Nuln or whatever. Like, he actually does have 2 girlfriends, and they are both named Jana.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where he's... actually spending his time as well, because that's clearly not true.
Have you asked the duck?
Huh?
I have not asked the duck. I am purposefully ignoring the fact that we have a power animal in our ranks.
He ignores me a lot.
Yeah, he does. And same, man.
No, he's just mean to you.
Well, yeah, but normally this after he's ignored a question from me.
Oh, see, he's lucky talking to himself all the time. Acknowledging the duck is just going to make that worse.
That's true. So I think we need to go to the watch and report back what we found.
That sounds like a reasonable thing. We'll see how much he's got prepared for us for our journey. I would believe that he's got...
Probably he was going to
prepare, you know, carts and supplies and the like.
And then maybe we could take Green Warden to the palace and we could find the Knight Eternal and we could tell him that his armor is smudged.
This might be tricky, given that Green Warden is of elven descent. I don't know how well they'll be welcomed at the palace.
But she is, working with us, so it'll be fine.
I guess, what's his head?
Regilio.
Yeah, well, I guess Regilio was also an elf, and he was in the company of other people. So, as long as she... Green Warden, as long as you stick close to us, they'll probably not assume you're there to steal babies or whatever they think about elves.
I just want you to come because we can make the Knight Eternal, he is a human, we can make him really angry, and I think you will find that fun.
He'll be angered at my presence?
No, we will say a disparaging remark about his armor because he takes great pride in his foolish outfit, which is not... What kind of outfit do you like? Practical?
Yeah. Oh, my.
It's highly impractical. And so by poking fun at it and making him flustered, I think that will be fun for you. Because I know the city will not be fun for you because it is not nature. But in this way, it might be smidge enjoyable. And also, I just do not like him. He's awful.
Huh.
He's very annoying.
I find this attempt at my entertainment interesting.
I'm almost certain, and I'm not saying this out loud, I'm almost certain that Mina just wants to show off.
Maybe
be like, look, I have access to the palace.
I got that.
I feel like Green Warden would have been in the palace at least once, probably, because you work with Alevandril as, like, he's the hunt master yep. and whatnot. You've probably at least been here. Like, I imagine he would have at least shown you the place to be a little familiar with it. And, mm-hmm. like, obviously you know Schutzman because he was the one that was, that, like, contacted Alevandril to basically hire you, more or less, to go with them.
Schutzman's the name of the...
The Watch Commander.
The Watch Commander, right.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. you know a little bit of the core politics and whatnot. Like, you'd be aware of who the Knight Eternal is if maybe you haven't met him.
And maybe she does know all of this and is letting me assail these things, knowing full well exactly what will happen and what this armor looks like. So somebody tell me what it looks like so I can make accurate disparaging comments.
It's like... How would you just...
It's like a this, chrome.
Yeah, this like chrome.
It is bright and shiny and yes. it gets yeah. in your eyes at all times of day and night. And he wears it
all the time and it's this big freaking deal because he's the Knight Eternal.
And it's well known to be a suit of magical armor as well. He lets everybody know that. His helmet
does not have good like... He doesn't have good, to be able to see out of the corner of your eye. He literally has to turn his entire body and head to look to the right. It's incredible.
This is why I wear leathers.
And his mustache is even more impressive than Webby's.
Does it fit inside his helm? No, probably not.
I don't know.
I don't wear a helm. No, but if I did, my mustache would fit inside of it, yeah.
All right, so is everybody going to the watch barracks, or is Lucky saying, I'll meet you later, and going to the Wizards Guild?
Yeah, I'll go there first.
Okay.
Because it's on the way, kind of, right?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the way if you're willing to take a detour.
Watch is over here by number 25, and the Wizard's Guild's over here to the east.
But yeah, I'll go there first, so, you know, it'll only take a few seconds because she's probably not going to be there, and then I'll join up with them.
Okay. So you get there a little while after them, but they had to wait for Schutzman to be available. It doesn't take you long to catch up because she's, in fact, not back.
Ah, nuts. All right.
But it makes sense that Lucky would check in, yeah. even if Tim knows.
I've been gone a week. Who knows? They said she might be back in 1 to 4 years.
Years. After a little while, Schutzman is ready to see you. And he, you know, is excited for Schutzman that you're back. He's just kind of like, oh, I'm glad to see that you all made it back in one piece.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. There was this big mutated griffin thing, and Webby killed a mine, and there was a bunch of rat people doing new rat stuff.
So what was the...
That mine was already sick.
The rat people.
Yeah.
Yes, and they were, like, collecting eyes.
Oh.
And all the people, like, they gruesome. Literally eliminated an entire town.
That is an assumption that the rats themselves removed the town.
Well, I mean, there were no people left, but the rats remained.
A whole town? Where was this?
The first one we went to. What was that one?
I don't know why you're asking me. I can't remember.
The one with the mine.
Unterfrost. Unterfrost was completely empty.
Yes.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Except for some livestock and eyes.
Lots of eyes.
Good to know, I guess. We'll have to let the duchy know that they're going to be short... iron.
So that is true. Green Warden did point out, we do not know for sure that it was the Skaven who were removing the eyes, but we did find a crude operating room in one of the barns that was where the eyes were removed from the humans. We do not know that it was a Skaven. However, the Skaven were using the mine.
Not much of an operating
they
room.
Were, if you they were in the mine.
Yes.
There was evidence of the Skaven, or you saw the
yes,
Skaven
Yes, we fought
themselves.
Them.
We fought the Skaven, and then the mine blew up.
It blew up.
It looked like they were already maybe potentially trying to blow it up or something. They had a bunch of explosives in there.
Like maybe to cover tracks or, you know, their presence from being there. And then,
goodness.
You know.
And they successfully destroyed it.
Yes.
I would not say this cave and destroyed the mine.
No? Oh.
The but mine was destroyed.
There was a dog on fire and then it ran into a bunch of explosives and then the mine blew up.
Why was there a dog on fire?
You know... stuff.
Because the Skaven decided they would attack us with dogs.
That seems strange of them. But this is why I send you. You're the experts in these things. I Can't even fathom a dog on fire making a mine explode, but how was Gladbike?
Oh, that was
crazy.
That was also on fire at one point.
Oh, no.
That one started on fire.
That one, I mean, we don't know for certain that its regular, like, course of being is just not on fire.
That was Nordlanders that's on fire.
Nordlanders.
Because they, who was it? Theodric Gausser is trying to declare himself the Graf of Nordland.
Oh, Sigmar, damn it. They're striking this far south?
Yes. Yeah.
However, the, like...
How do you know they were Nordlanders? Did you speak with them? Did they tell you?
They were wearing their garb, the colors. And then we went to the nearest town, and we spoke with some people who told us the lay of the land.
Seems odd that they would make it that obvious that they were Nordlanders. Typically, their strikes are not.
Wasn't one of them speaking in an accent or something?
Yeah, one of them had a Kislevite accent.
Kislevite?
Yeah, and the boss's name was Lobar. We got that much, but they were wearing Nordland colors. They were talking about how horrible the Graf is. Sigmar and Ulrich, bless his name. Etc. Etc. However, the loud roaring in the night was not Skaven.
No.
Jerry, do you want to do the honors?
Yeah. It was like a big griffin.
It was a mutated griffin
with a bunch of like additional mouths and stuff.
That was being controlled by Skaven.
Also, an assumption: there were Skaven fighting the griffin. They did not seem to enjoy each other.
But they had like a little device mechanism that was.
It seemed as though the Skaven were hunting the griffin. Yeah. Maybe it escaped from them. Maybe they just saw it in the wild. We're not clear on the how on that part, but they were in conflict at the beginning when we came upon them.
Griffins aren't known for mutating. Do you think the Skaven did this to it?
Very well cut. Well, and didn't we take out some warpstone bullets from the griffin?
No.
No, not from the griffin.
But there was warpstone armaments on the Skaven that were hunting it,
and the wound on its wing,
kind of like they hit it with warpstone,
matched up with how it could have been grazed to have that little side mouth.
Oh, that could be. Yeah,
Mina, do you still have the device?
Yes, somebody has the device. We have the device.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I removed the warpstone for
safety.
Processing. Safe and humane removal.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you have a lead-lined box ready for something like that to keep its...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Powers at bay.
Lead-lined, lead-dotted, the whole lead yards.
Would you mind if I take that and deliver it to Dr. Hash? I'm sure she would love to... Take a look at it more closely. I was told that you also brought a body back?
We do have a body.
I forgot about that till just now.
We have the body.
We have a body?
A Skaven body, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had extra horses, too, so it'd be absolutely no problem to carry it back in like a sack or whatever.
Yeah, because we wanted to have different specimens to show her.
Yeah.
So many gifts for people.
Well, I can have that delivered to her tomorrow morning if you wish.
Excellent. Great.
I'll make sure to let her know they're from you.
Put a little bow on it or something.
If I may, Schutzman, I'm tempted to draw conclusions based on these two events. One, the Skaven veering so far into Unterfraus, and then also the Nordlanders coming upon Gladbike. It seems as though there's a lot happening in a short amount of time, and coincidences can happen, but we shouldn't rule out the possibility that these are coordinated in some way.
Mm-hmm. The Nordlanders and the Skaven? I mean, they're trying to usurp their province, but I don't think they're traitors to the Ruinous Powers. Though I can't rule it out.
Was there...
We happen to know, based on our undercity activities, that the Skaven menace is far wider than anyone had thought. So
that is very true.
It wouldn't be outside of the possibility that they have contacted in some way the Nordlanders.
That's very true.
Wasn't there something of a rumor, something that we heard or someone heard about how the someone was taking orders from that family that
the has Todbringers.
The Todbringers.
Yeah. There's trouble up north with the Todbringers. That was another thing that we heard.
Trouble up north with the Todbringers. The Todbringers are here at Middenheim.
Who are the Todbringers?
The Graf, Boris Todbringer.
Oh, that's them. Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, the history of it is that the long, like, seated rulers of Middenheim and Middenland were the Niskes. Nisks? Something like that. And Nordland used to be its own province. And then Middenland, like, absorbed Nordland a long time ago when the Todbringers basically, like, took over the area as, like, the nobles. And, you know, noble families in Nordland want to be their own province again. There's a guy named Theodric Gausser who is, like, proclaiming himself the new elector of the province of Nordland, even though technically it's still part of Middenland. So, like, there's a, you know, potential, like, civil war brewing between these areas.
Hmm.
And you know that there's a lot of animosity between, like, the north and south of the empire with the cults of Ulrich and Sigmar have been getting along less and less lately.
What was the name of the people that have the town outside the Brass Keep?
The Cardsburgers.
Cardsburgers. Didn't... Oh, okay. Maybe we didn't hear their name.
They're up north. You know about the Cardsburgers.
Right.
But, like, they weren't mentioned in that gossip check.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that does bring up a good point. I am of the opinion that given that the Skaven are such a wide-reaching menace and that they may be related in some way to this mutated griffin, which seems like it'd be really fun to poke at, we should probably start working our way toward the Brass Keep and confront them.
Also, Shushman, when we're sent out of the city on... like your orders, is it possible to be able to avoid the tax upon coming back in the city if it's on, you know, city affairs?
Oh, I did not think of that. Is it possible? I'm sure we can get a writ of some kind.
Okay.
With an official seal.
That'd be great.
I can send a missive to the palace. It wouldn't be my... Radar. Sorry?
I thought you didn't give us anything because we were trying to fly under the radar.
Well, I haven't left the city in years myself. I kind of...
That was a gold to get back in. With the horses that we did not lose or get killed.
Oh, that's...
And we brought back extras.
You're welcome. A bonus horse.
I brought extra horses.
An extra horse named Shakira. You're welcome.
Okay. I was going to ask how you got an extra horse, but I don't think I actually need to know.
You don't need to know.
Did you happen to get any... Not that I don't believe you, but for the purser's sake, did you happen to get any proof of these taxes that you paid to get in?
No. I didn't want to wait for a receipt that would take half an hour because of bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like...
I'll let this slide this time. I'm sorry. That was very, like, I'll let this slide. It's fine this time, but if we could have some kind of writ or something for next time, we would absolutely love that, please.
Yes.
Multiple copies so that if we need to come and go separately, it sounds like a good idea.
That's a good idea.
I will, with my report to the Graf, I will include that as part of your stipend.
Right.
Thank you, Schutzman.
How has the Graf been this past week? Has he been preyed upon by the court doctor, who is probably a scoundrel and scallywag?
Definitely hypnotizing him.
Has he been preyed upon? No, he seems better than I've seen him in a long time.
Yes. Everything has been quiet here?
Things, blissfully, yes. I haven't seen any of these insane goings on that were happening during and just after the carnival. Obviously, it's not all vacation, but I don't have anything new to bring to your attention at the moment. I understand that you are doing something of the utmost secrecy for the Graf soon, I think.
Yeah.
I was asked to procure a number of things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And those have been procured, or...?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you can probably...
May we inspect them at our leisure to make sure that everything is prepared for the journey?
Sure, yes. As far as I'm concerned, it's yours.
Great. Where is it? Is it here, or is it at some other place?
I believe it's in the palace.
Oh, cool.
I didn't take care of it personally.
Yeah.
Had others, of course, but as far as I understand, the list has been checked off.
Now, is there anything else that you need us to take care of before we potentially head out for a while on this business for the Graf?
I'll need your badges back.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I can't remember if he actually gave you badges or not, but...
What about these little pieces of paper?
Well, you have official things from the Graf, much higher station than I am.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, your work, Kittim will be dissolved as of midnight tonight.
Well, you know, it's been an absolute honor working with you, man.
I greatly appreciate everything you've done for the city, even though none of you are Midnimers.
That's fair. Or Marienburgers.
Oh. Sometimes I can't tell the accents apart from the south.
Yeah, same.
Yes. You know, of all kinds. Okay, well, thank you so much, Schutzman, and we will be in touch.
Yes, I speak to the secretary in the way she has the rest of your pay.
Oh, okay. Great, thank you.
Green Warden, I had her include you as well.
Appreciated. You know how to get in contact with me if you hear of more beastmen outside of town.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, I'll shake his hand and finger guns and walk away.
Charm.
Does he find me attractive?
I think we've been over this. No.
I forgot the answer. 3 success levels.
Just assume it's no. you actually do it well. And if you, as you go out the door, moonwalk, and you actually see him crack a little bit of a smile.
Ah, nice!
With 3 success levels.
Hell yeah.
That's cute.
He's been here for the whole journey. He's seen you improve your skills over time.
He's just happy you're leaving.
Shetson seems to kind of like them. So if you collect your money...
They're unorthodox, but damn it, they get results.
That's right.
At the secretary, the three
secretary
of you
Ari?
Have a little pouch with 2 gold in it, and Greed Warden has 1, because you didn't work with them as long.
I joined late, I know.
That'll let us get back in the city 2 times.
Woo!
More than that, because we're going to have a writ.
Oh, before you left, he said that he knows the Graf is not ready to see you tonight, but he recommends to check in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
He needs to prepare a report and give it to him first.
Okay.
Hmm.
So now we have the rest of the day in the city?
I mean, it's like late at this point because you traveled the whole day to get here.
Well, I kind of want to track down little Carl and make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
I want to get him, like, set up for a little while.
Or you find a dark alley and go...
Is this a cat?
No. Oh,
it's a kid. On the ground.
It's a street little urchin. Orphan boy.
Okay, so it's cat.
It's a street urchin. And he does, like, little side quests for us.
Yeah, he's actually every orphan we encounter. Mina just calls them all Little Carl.
Yeah.
She's got one in each city you go to, huh?
Someday, I will get him in a sailor outfit.
He hates being called Little Carl, because he's like a streetwise, like, 10-year-old.
But we have
regular size Carl. And grow up a little, maybe. Not our problem.
He can't be regular size Carl, because we have one of those.
You do not. You have a Webby, a Mina, and whatever scrawny thing that isn't a duck.
But there's other Carl.
I got a name.
It's Jerry.
He's not here physically, but he's here in our hearts. And then
out of professional courtesy, can I check in on the Chancellor? The one who was, drip-dropping.
Our addict friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was dropping frames.
He was, last you saw him, he was going through withdrawals of, Reynald's Delight.
I'm getting a lot of lore dumped on me right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty great, though.
I wasn't responsible for this one. This was,
That's true.
There's an accidental addiction.
I find this highly unlikely, and Greenwater doesn't believe you.
Webby pushes a lot of drugs, but not on this guy.
Again, it was part of the plot. It was actually a huge lead learning that guy was addicted to Reynald's Delight. Even when handed it to him on a silver platter, they still missed it when he had like a little dusting of white on his nose and was going all the time.
Damn, guys.
Drove me crazy.
He really liked powdered donuts, too, so it's just sometimes difficult to tell.
Like, it's hard to tell. Some people are just really messy eaters. And maybe he had the sniffles. It is getting on wintertime. I don't know.
And old people always get that white stuff in the corner of their mouth. So who knows if an old guy might just get white stuff on his nose.
Yeah. How has this party survived as long as it did?
I don't know, man.
Nobody knows.
Poorly, apparently. I would say while you're going through the city, you notice that quite a bit of the snow has melted at this point. It's not like, you know, shin deep like it was when you left. The whole place is like wet and muddy, though.
Gross.
So I wouldn't mind going into the Rinaldian temple to just update Boars and let him know we're seeing the graph tomorrow and we might be headed out shortly after just to make sure he's all ready and stuff?
He's like, okay.
All right, cool.
We agreed to a goal today, right?
Nope. Nope, we didn't.
We Who was this?
It was silver a day.
10 silver a day, that's right.
Green Warden looks at, is looking day. At Mina and is like, who is this and why are they
he's
coming?
He's like a mercenary we have hired to help us
he's
out.
He's a priest.
He's a priest of Renald.
But like we're hiring him like a mercenary.
He's a cold-blooded killer.
We're hiring him as a contracted priest.
A contracted murderer.
He did kill people while they were Skaven cultists. They were in combat and he did kill one with like a dagger and Webby is convinced he's just like a serial killer.
Yeah. I'm not convinced of it. I just say it a lot.
You don't actually believe it.
You say it enough, you'll believe it, Nebatheel.
And because the party helped him like reconnect with Renald and get his miracles back because he wasn't able to enact his miracles because he stole this priceless relic from the palace, that he agreed to travel with them out of the city, but for a fee.
It's pretty much the plot of Austin Powers 2.
You assume I watched that.
What?
He lost his mojo. He got to get his mojo back.
Oh.
His mojo was in him all along.
Okay, fair. That actually makes way too much sense.
But the real question is, why is he coming with us?
Because Lucky really likes him.
Yeah. And he's going to be like a helper, but also highly disposable.
And what's
Wow, no, you can't say that.
I'm not saying it to you. I'm
oh, okay. Her.
Here, I put his token by the party so you can see him. His name is Boris.
You can tell he has no fate points, Lucky.
Yep.
He's not long for this world.
Yep. You don't know that.
He's not showing up on your map, Tim. I don't know why.
He doesn't have any fate points.
He's on my map.
Here's the thing.
He does have...
Find an NPC that we like. They die immediately.
Oh, I thought he had the luck talent.
He must come with us, what skills does he have to aid this party? Do I have any vested interest in him?
Yeah, he can do miracles. Yeah.
No, just let him die.
He can turn into a cat and crawl around and stuff.
That's true. He can turn into a cat.
He's like good at like thieving sneaky stuff, you know?
He's an acquisitions expert.
And he can hold his own in a fight.
You know? No, I'm not babysitting him.
No, I was actually just about to say you do not have to babysit him.
Because I think you guys even gave him a crossbow. He had a crossbow pistol and you gave him a crossbow and some armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when, you know what I mean, it can't always just be me going around and sneaking everywhere because y'all are loud as hell. Like, you can help me do that type of stuff, too.
I am so loud. That's true.
Yeah. You can't help it with all the armor you're wearing.
I can't. And then I have to get new armor for when we go out on this trip because my chest plate is real bad.
So oh, yeah.
Once I get new stuff that's real sturdy, I'm just going to be like, bing, 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 all the time. Because I do have... play drum. And when my whole body is a drum, what am I supposed to do?
Everything's a drum.
If I don't play it.
Like Bobby Hill with the spatulas.
Yeah.
Speaking of, now would be the time to repair any armor or whatever that you might have broken or used against criticals.
Aren't they going to give us armor?
I mean, everything's closed right now. It's late.
I know, but before we leave, Daniel.
Next day you can try.
Yeah.
You can see what you have in the goods
that
were procured for you.
Let's check our provisions.
It's been a hot minute. You guys did earn the maximum 250 gold worth of stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
And somebody made a list that wasn't me.
Watertight.
A watertight list?
Well, we got the 250 gold because we made a watertight argument.
That is true. Yes, that's where the watertight started.
Mm-hmm.
You earned that. I think you have even more points now because you brought a body back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gives you another point.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring evidence back.
Was that and somebody device. Made a list that wasn't me, a look at the players for what was on the list?
I don't remember who made the list.
Well, I wasn't here, so it wasn't me.
I didn't make a list.
Come on, who's
I'm
your
certainly not the person
who fudged this up, guys?
I think we made a list. You guys said a lot of things you wanted. I didn't write it all down. Not my job.
I want the armor.
I want an elf bow.
Don't you have an elf bow?
If I could get a cannon.
A
cannon.
To bring into the mountains?
Yes. I would like a cannon and an elf bow. I just wanted to see what you would say. Dan gave me a dirty look.
The only thing I definitely remember was Mina wanted plate armor. Lucky wanted just like all the herbs and things they could gather. don't remember what Webby wanted.
Poison, please.
Oh, poison. Oh, that's right, because you like the third level was you got access to poisons and drafts and stuff.
Oh, and potions and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take pretty much whatever.
I swear somebody made a list.
We talked about it, and then
nobody recorded it.
You said you were going to write it down when you were editing it.
No, I
didn't. All right, the Papa Army.
I don't
go ahead and write in.
They're going to fight. They're going to fight for whatever happened.
And then I donated like 20 gold to 25 gold to Renault.
Yeah, you stole a bunch of the gold from the party.
I didn't steal it. I hit on someone that found me attractive until she agreed to give me cash. That is what happened.
Yeah.
He's a hustler.
Okay, so you go to the palace. You can find out where your stuff is in some storeroom that's like labeled for you. For Mina, there is a new breastplate and bracers that are not shoddy.
Nice. Shoddy.
And a helmet, but you probably won't wear it anyway.
Maybe I will this time.
I don't know. I'll actually bring it up on Foundry here because I got. Oh, no, wait. There's new armor stuff in. What is it? Archives of the Empire Volume 3. Had a bunch of new armored rules. There's Brigantine. Brigandine. That's not the same thing, though. But there is plate. I forget what a bassinet is.
It's what you put a baby in.
Yeah. They're going to give me a bassinet. That's great.
Give you bracers.
For little Carl.
Yeah.
Or the duck.
Oh.
Oh, that too.
What?
Griggs could sleep in the bassinet. On the road.
It must be. You must say it a different way. Oh, it's a helmet.
Is it a helmet that looks really cool?
Kinda. What kind of helmet would Mina have requested? Like a full face, open visor?
Probably open visor. I want to be able to see.
Open or a visor?
Open.
Okay. So I added all that to your sheet on Foundry so you can find
the... I must say those half helms where the top comes down, you have very good line of vision. Oh, okay. Like, it's impressive how well Adam can see the entire battlefield when he fights with a helm like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He can't hear for shit.
Yeah.
But he can see everything just fine. Yeah.
I think you are referring to the pinhole effect.
That sounds logical, yeah.
So plate is 3 AP.
Okay.
In those places. It has the overcoat quality. I don't remember what that is. I think that just means it can be worn over leather. I don't know if you can wear mail with it or not.
Okay.
Because that's a lot.
Also, I believe it's called bassinet because it's French.
Oh. That makes I knew I wasn't saying it right. Bassinet makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Bracers are for the arm.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into this because my legs I have 4 AP on right now, so I don't know how that's working.
Overcoat can be worn on top of other types. Brigandine and plate breastplates can be worn on top of either leather or mail armor.
Okay. So I have a mail shirt.
So you can't, like, second edition used to be able to wear leather underneath mail, underneath plate, and just be completely unstoppable. You can't wear all three of those things. That's so
heavy, right.
Impractically heavy.
Yes. Okay, I'll deal with this later. We don't need to waste.
The other thing is an open helm has the partial, not quality, but a flaw. Because it's only covering part of your head. Mm-hmm. When I roll an even number to hit and hit you in the head... it ignores the AP. So it'd be like you got hit in the face, not the head where the helmet was.
And how many AP is that?
3.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, all 3 of them are 3.
Boom. Hit me now. I mean, but don't.
Just don't forget to put the tiara on top.
We could probably weld it to the top of it, right?
Weld the tiara onto the helmet.
Okay.
Just accept it, Dan.
I was going to say we're going to invent welding in the Empire, but I guess they have, like, smiths do that to a degree for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, if it wasn't connected to the face and head.
Yeah, that's boring.
If you wanted me to put some tiaras up on some shoulders, I could probably do something. Faces are boring.
We'll figure out exactly what it is as we go. We could kind of say some of the money... value of what you got could be represented like later on, be like, oh, we need this, can we say we got that, and like to a point.
Like,
I'd be more likely to say winter gear and travel stuff.
Yeah, you definitely have like winter boots, coats, like snow pants, basically thick mittens and hats and in like ear wrappings and stuff. But there's none of that for Green Warden because you weren't in the party then.
Yep. Thought so.
Sweet.
I'm going to be cold.
How many drafts did we get? Like healing drafts? Like a bunch?
How many do you want?
A lot.
Enough for me.
No, that's too many. You have so many wounds.
What? No.
Do you see that?
I see that.
It's completely cocked. The top of it is right on that purple line.
Yeah, no. So it's 84.
It just
we got 84 healing drafts.
You got 8.
Great. Sweet.
That seems like a really low number.
It does seem so.
It's a lot.
We each get 2.
Yeah, that's great. You're welcome.
We each get 3, and then if we're feeling generous, we can give Green Warden 1. But she wasn't part of the party that ordered them.
That's mean, though.
They're not as useful on her. She has literally buckets and bathtubs of wounds.
Wouldn't it be better if I had them then? I could move off away from you. You wouldn't have to bother with
just
me.
Just sleep it off.
I do anyway.
I know. See? Perfect. She agrees.
She could not fall asleep in the middle of a battle, though.
I mean, first off, I would never shortchange an elf to say that they couldn't do that. I think she can do anything she wants her mind to.
To fall asleep in the middle of a battle.
If we want to argue this, you shouldn't get one at all because you can drain the life and heal yourself from others.
Boom.
No drafts for you. I want his.
As a big bucket of wounds, you would be a perfect target for that, too.
Draining life?
No, drain
the
life
out and then you drink the stuff. Actually, healing drafts are more like you get more bang for your buck on lucky because don't you have a toughness bonus of 5?
Mm-hmm.
I think Mina does too, right?
Yes.
Because you heal your toughness bonus and wounds.
Yeah.
With it. As long as you're above 0 wounds, I think.
Correct. My toughness bonus is 4.
Yeah.
It's not that low.
Well,
it's just lower than the humans you're surrounded by, that's all.
I mean, that's par for the course for elves and Warhammer.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right.
Anything else you want to do tonight?
No, I think we can go through this more thoroughly tomorrow, and I can go look for little Carl before we meet with the Graf.
If none of the things in here are for Green Warden, because I'm assuming none of them are even close to her size to borrow, she would want to find her own.
Yeah.
Like cold weather gear.
Yes, okay. We can go shopping tomorrow. Do you think... Are you against wearing clothing made by humans, or is it the question of finding things that will fit you because you are tall?
If it is going to keep me warm, I'll wear it.
Okay.
I don't know if humans sew to my size, but a scarf is a scarf.
Because I've seen some very tall humans, and we do, like, you know that there are elves that live here, so I'm sure that they...
Yes.
We can always ask Relaine or Evangel, where they do their shopping.
Ask where they shop. I'm sure they will know someone.
Alevandro's probably the first person she'd ask.
I would like to get Griggs a scarf.
Talk to Alevandro.
And he might need some little booties as well.
Yeah.
His little flippers are going to get so cold.
I'm not adapted for cold.
So, of course, if we got you all that great stuff in Kemper Bad, just imagine what they have here.
Oh my gosh, what if we got What if we got him a little flipper muff? And he could just put this little...
You can't say that, Keebler.
He would be the best dressed. I just imagine him wearing one of those Russian hats with the scarf and the little flipper muff.
Yeah.
And he's just riding along in the bassinet. Like a sidecar on your horse.
Yeah.
Bassinet.
I still like a bassinet.
I think he'd be fine in either a flipped over, helmet or, a baby carriage.
Show me the child. And it's just Griggs.
What? Green Warden would know of a place in Midnight called the Ice House, which is a place where people often store, it's basically almost like self-storage for a cold store. And it's actually run by elves, but they also sell cold weather gear because it kind of fits with their theme. So they have a shop front as well.
That's the place to go.
You would know it's run by a pair of elves named Eldriar, a mature elf woman, and her companion, a young elf man called Alzareth.
I'm not even going to try and guess how to spell his name.
A-L-Z-E-R-A-I-T-H. Alzareth.
Hmm? Alzareth and Adriar. Eldriar?
Eldriar.
Eldriar.
And they, you would know they're high elves.
Ugh.
Even wood elves say that about high elves. Oh.
I was all like, lesser of two evils, high elves or humans, which one's worse?
Spend enough time around me and you will be a high elf.
I do already believe I am higher than you, so enough time has passed. Oh, my husband's done shopping at BJ's. Woo. It pinged on our card on my phone. Just so the listeners know.
Good job, Adam.
Mm-hmm. He did it.
He bought gas.
All right, anything else? If we're saying this is the next morning, then you can click the bed again to get one more night's sleep.
Yay, that's so much easier.
If you weren't full or whatever. And how are you going to try to find baby Carl, little Carl?
Go to his...
That time I rolled an 11. Jesus Christ.
I'll go to his usual hangout locations. Didn't we tell him to go hang out at this specific place? I think I paid for room and board for him at the other place we were staying.
You did?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or did we turn over what we had prepaid to him or something? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think so. So I'll go there and I'll ask around like, hey, you seen the Carl?
That does sound familiar. I think you found him and we're like, hey, we got this place for another week, but we got this other room now so you can have it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with saying that. I don't remember exactly, but.
Okay.
I believe that I had previously asked what kind of poisons I could get. And we found that they did not have access to any of the big boy poisons. But I'm hoping that I could be provided with some of the lesser, not quite as exotic poisons and drugs and stuff. So we can't do Black Lotus and Heartkill. But I was wondering if I could get a Mandrake Root and Moonflower and Nightshade.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just assume I have some of them and we can figure out the rest later.
Just give yourself a D4 doses of each.
Perfect. Okay. I have plans for these things.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited.
Okay, so we'll say that Carl's at the... Templar's Arms.
Okay.
And you can meet up with him there. He's enjoying a leisurely breakfast this morning.
Oh, very good.
And you can tell his cheeks seem a little more full than when you first met him.
I'm so happy to hear that. Hello, Carl. How are you doing?
He jumps up from the table and he's like, oh, Miss Mina, champion. Hi.
Hello. Sit down. How have you been?
Fantastic. How are you?
I am quite well. We had to go out to the city for a while. We are back now, but we have to go out to the city again quite soon.
Where are you going?
Back south? No, we will be back. It's on Graf's business.
Oh.
It's very... but I just wanted to check in on you and see how you and your friends were doing. Everything is good?
Yeah, so you gave us that bit of startup money. Business is booming.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got a... We're the Urchin Express.
Yeah.
We're porters running things back and forth.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I was even able to buy everybody shoes.
Oh, Carl, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's great.
And you are being so legitimate?
Of course.
Good. And everybody is safe?
As far as I know.
Warm and full?
Yeah.
Good. Do you need anything from me?
Do I need anything?
Yes.
I mean, what are you offering?
Do you need some more money? Do you need clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. How many of your friends are working with you?
There's 5 of us total.
Okay. I will give you... You said 5 of you?
Yeah.
I'll give you 5 gold.
And he's like... Okay. His jaw drops like...
Ah! Yes.
I don't know if I can take such large denominations, ma'am.
Okay, I will give you the equivalent of 5 gold in pennies and silver.
Penny pile.
He's people get real suspicious when we try to pay with gold. Do they?
I understand, Carl. I understand. I'm sorry. That was very foolish of me.
Thanks.
I want you to think of this. I want you to think of this as an investment into all five of you. Okay, so you don't have to spend this right away, but you know, buy yourselves warm clothes. Keep it for, you know, emergencies in case anybody gets hurt or falls ill.
Yeah.
Or needs, you know, healing or a doctor. If you need to bring more children on, you can do that. If you need to buy more time here at the Templar's Arms for you and them, you do it, okay?
Yeah, you're just a real gift from Ulrich.
I am doing what I can with what little I have.
He looks at the money and he's like, little?
Well, you know, as my person here on this earth, I am not much, but I am doing what I can. So I hope to see you again. You know, I do not know how long I will be gone for, but when I return, I will come back here and hopefully you will have more kids working for you and you will grow your business even larger, Carl.
Yeah, we'll be Porter's Guild before long.
I am so proud of you and I hope that you do that.
Thanks.
Can I ask one favor of you?
Of course.
Anything. I want you to keep your ears on the ground for a name. Okay. He is a leader of one of the guilds.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to tell him that name that I always forget of why I'm actually here.
The real name or the name that you...
The name that he goes by here.
Gregor Wallenstein.
Gregor Wallenstein. Okay, I want you to listen for that name. Hear about him or anything about him, I just want you to collect that information, okay?
Give me a quick average charm test.
Okay.
To kind of represent chances of something.
Nope.
Okay.
Negative 2.
He's like, yeah.
Okay.
Can't write it down, but I'll remember.
Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
All right. I am off. May Ulrich guide you, and I wish you the best of luck, and I will see you again someday.
I hope you make it back.
Thank you. And I will say goodbye to Relena, right?
Renata?
Renata.
How could you forget Renata? Renata
with you? I was trying to think of the joke.
She survived, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think you specifically saved her from that.
Yes.
When Skaven attacked the inn they were in.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't let the low-hanging fruit of the joke, what's a Renata with you?
Couldn't give it up.
It was
and then you forgot it.
Immediate. Yeah. As soon as I said that name, Tim's like, what's going on with you? And I was like, oh, no.
Regrets.
Is the name out of the book?
I would also like to speak with Renata.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the Graf champion.
You know, it's been a while. And faces come and go. So my friend Carl has been staying here with his urchin friends.
Yeah, they've been staying in one room together. It's been driving the proprietor nuts. Otto, I think his name is. She would know. I forgot.
I did give him some more money. So if he needs another room, he can get it. And if he needs to take on some more children, he can do that too, okay?
I'll keep an eye on him to make sure no one fleeces him.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. He is trying to be legitimate, and I respect that.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
From child
urchins. We hire him sometimes.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Mm.
All right. I'm off.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Red Moon.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say that earlier when you said something else.
Oh, you got to check in Jana first, Pat.
Why do you want to go to the Red Moon?
Well, you know.
He wants to become a vampire.
I was thinking about it. It's like, we're headed to the rescue. Might as well be a vampire about it.
Like, wait, what? Now there's vampires?
Or were rats or whatever she is. But check in, let her know where we're going. Leave a quick note for Jana for when she comes back. And then see if she has any information on the Carlsbergers or the Brass Keep itself. If she's heard any rumors.
She will tell you the Brass Keep is known to be insanely dangerous. There are chaos warriors dedicated to Nurgle there that have somehow stayed alive the last 200 years.
Yeah.
Like, magically.
Yeah.
She's, you know.
You know nothing.
She knows what it's like to be around for a while, but she doesn't know how they survive. And she has heard things, but obviously she's never been there.
Right,
that's crazy. But, you know, there's the picket outside of it with a few hundred Imperial troops and like war machines and whatnot, like cannon.
And what about the Carlsbergers?
They used to rule Middenheim.
I was mistaken before. It wasn't the Nisks. It was the Cardsburgers.
Yeah.
And generations later, they still see the Tidebringers as usurpers.
Okay.
And really don't like them.
And then try to dig for some information on this whole Kislevite pretending potentially to be a northerner and attacking Gladbike. If there's any rumblings on someone trying to make a ruckus.
Give me an average charm test, just like Mina did. Represent the chances of her knowing something.
Because she finds me attractive, right?
She actually does.
Crushed it anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can go ahead and I think, what's the other part of that? I get a +1 on it, but can I use like the ones die or something like that?
I think it's damaging, but for charm tests, yeah, you can use the units die as success levels.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll do 5 success levels from the units die.
Okay, so she'll tell you that she hears a lot here, especially, you know, with her abilities, she can get more out of people and whatnot. That, yeah, Nordland has been like quietly building up to like secede from Middenland and declare themselves like a free Nordland again. They have been doing it quietly. Them running around wearing the colors of Nordland doesn't make sense for what they've been doing. She's pretty sure they were people hired to pretend they were Nordlanders.
That's what I think.
Especially if one's a Kislevite. Like, there's a chance he could have immigrated to Nordland, but chances are they were like mercenaries hired to do this.
Why did she think that might be? Like, who would benefit from...
Just to stoke tensions.
Yeah.
And that way, if Middenheim makes a move against Nordland, their claims would be more legitimate.
Gotcha.
Because they wouldn't be the aggressors.
Okay. And then, yeah, I want to, like, leave a little letter with her just for Jana, just saying where I'm going, where I'll be, and that, you know, I hope that everything went okay for her and all that good stuff.
Sure.
Standard lucky affair.
Yeah, she loves that.
Yeah. And thank you again for all your help. I really appreciate you.
She says, yes, maybe we'll spend some more time together in the future.
That'd be cool.
She winks.
I blink.
And I think we'll come back for 293 to find out if Webby and Greenwater want to do anything in the morning before meeting back up with the Graf.
OG.
Count on it.